Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guests are author, pastor, and television host, Mark Biltz, and owner and founder of New Manna Foods, Daniel Brickman, and senior pastor of Discover Church in Australia and Florida, Pastor Steve Ciccolani. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall and Mondo De La Vega. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Ricky Baker.
Hello, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network. We are excited that you chose to tune in with us today. Believer, there's a verse I want to read for you. It's out of Galatians 3, 27 through 29. It says, "For those of you who were baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ. There is no Jew or Greek, slave or free, male and female, since you are all one in Jesus Christ. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, heirs according to the promise." That's you, believer. You are an heir according to the promise. Yes. Trials and tribulations will come on us, believers. There will be hard times. I'm often led to a passage in the New Testament that says, you know what? The waters rose, the winds blew. They tried to break these homes down. There was one home that stood and there was one home that fell. The home that stood, that is if we plant our feet on Jesus Christ. The world is the sinking sand, my friend. There is nothing good apart from Christ. It may look glorious, it may look glamorous, but I promise you, only good comes from Jesus Christ. If you don't have a relationship with him, today is the day. Come into the family of Christ. And if you do have a relationship with him, today's the best day to get closer to him.
Yes,
Marcel, the PTL Television Network, we are unashamedly preaching the fullness of the gospel. We will never back down from the fullness of the message. Why? Because if it doesn't line up with this right here, friend, then we're not preaching it. And if it does line up with this, then friend, we'll give our life for it. You know what? None of the PTL Television Network has been growing exponentially.
Yes, that's right. We want to make sure everyone knows. Listen, we are here at our Ready Now Expo. If you are sitting at home by the time that the show airs and you have not signed up, there is still time for you to go to our website, readynowexpo.com, and tune into the video on demand. So all the shows, all the workshops, the seminars, the evening services that we are doing here live at Morningside will be available for up to a year afterwards. You can go back, you can watch them, you can take notes, be a part of them. You can do that by joining and going to Ready Now Expo. That's just about a $20 donation to have access to that. But Ricky, as you mentioned, you know, we are excited. Our PTL Television Network app is available. You can watch on your phone.
All right, also, I got something to say.
Go ahead, Ricky,
listen.
Yes,
I have been working as hard as I possibly can. We have gotten phone calls, emails. People, you guys are writing me letters.
Yes.
I have been working as hard. If you're watching this right now, the new PTL Television app is live.
Yes.
It's active. It's good to go.
Woo.
We upgraded some things. We got it a little faster. There's not the big buffer time, but you can go to your Apple Store device or your Play Store device. You can get the PTL
I got
out.
Those emails, those texts in the middle of the night. Mondo,
you know,
the PTL
Mondo.
Network. I said, Ricky, what are you? No, I'm kidding. We were up there on that bridge.
We made you guys go live.
We went Facebook Live, and we talked about everything and blamed Ricky about the app. So it's Ricky's fault, to be honest. No, I'm kidding.
They said, how long is it going to take to upgrade it? I said, 24 hours. 5 days later, I was up at 3 a.m. working as hard as I possibly could. We got it back up for you, our faithful partners. I want to say thank you. You know what? That showed us how many people use the app. Hundreds and thousands of people reaching out saying, hey, you know what? We want the app back. We got it back for you.
Yes.
The network is also available on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire Stick, free TV streaming network. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or subscribe to our YouTube channel, which as you're watching this, hopefully we are past the 100,000 subscriber mark.
That's awesome.
Which if you know, hey, you know what? The enemy has tried to take us off. They put us back on. They've taken us off again. We'll never stop preaching the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So we want to thank you for standing with the PTL Television Network, our friends.
Yes.
You know what? The PTL Network, Mondo, is the reason we get to bring exciting guests who are relevant and have a message for today. Pastor Mark Biltz is the founder and pastor of El Shaddai Ministries in Washington State. Pastor Mark is the author of Blood Moons, Decoding Eminently Heavenly Signs, and a new book called America at War, 2024 to 2026. We're going to dive into this. We also have Pastor Steve Ciccolanti here with us. He is the pastor of Discover Church, the largest church online church in Australia. And he's also the author of the book, Trump's Unfinished Business, 10 Prophecies to Save America. Pastor Steve resides here in the United States of America in Florida, and he has a program here on the PTL television network called Look Up with Pastor Steve Ciccolanti. Yeah. That airs on our network Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern time and Sundays 3 p.m. Eastern time. Yeah. Pastor, I want to thank you for being on our network.
Pleasure to be back.
It's so good.
It's an honor.
We love walking through the building. We have televisions that go. They have a 24-hour feed, and I love being able to look up and see the program, Look Up, with Pastor Steve Ciccolanti.
Keep looking up.
What made you call your show Look Up?
Well, obviously, Jesus said, look up. As your redemption draws near, look up. So we're always looking down. We're looking at our phone. We're, you know, so just physically, you need to look up. And then, of course, the eclipse came.
Yeah.
Everyone was saying that. That was just the phrase. Yeah. My slogan was everywhere.
Made a lot of money the next day? Chiropractors.
Right.
I need you to fix
and
my
eye doctors.
Neck.
Eye doctors and chiropractors. Everyone's getting.
Boy.
We also have Daniel Brigman. He is the founder of Numana Emergency Food Storage here with us. Numana has become a nationally trusted name in preparedness, and Numana offers the most innovative, nutritious, and sustainable food preparation solution that you can find anywhere on the market today, and that's a guarantee. We want to thank you for being here with us as well. Daniel Brigman.
Absolute pleasure to be here with you guys.
You know what? We were talking yesterday, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker, if you haven't gone to Ready Now Expo and got those DVDs, got those on-demand clips, you need to watch it. Pastor Jim always brings a powerful word, a powerful message. But you know what? People love the fact that they're back. Pastor Jim Baker has been hit 1, 2, 3 times by the enemy, but he says, you know what? I will continue to press forward, and I will continue to persevere. That's a man of God right there. That's a man we want to model ourselves after, because he says, you know what? No matter what, I will preach the good news that Jesus is coming back and that people do need to be prepared. Mm. Pastor Mark, you're on with us. We absolutely love you and your ministry. And I have a question for you. Why are so many pastors in the church afraid to teach from the book of Revelation?
They don't know it. They don't understand it. I have one of the books I've written, there are over 600 references from the Old Testament quoted in the New Testament. You can't understand the book of Revelation unless you connect all those verses back to where the prophet got them from. I like to say, in one sense, there's nothing new in the New Testament. It's revelation given to us from what the Jewish prophets of that day had been reading in the Tanakh or the Old Testament. And so if you don't know how to connect those dots because you've thrown out the Old Testament or whatever, you're not going to understand what the book of Revelation is talking about.
Amen. Pastor Steve, the book of Revelation in the church in Australia, is it taught more than here in America? Or would you say, hey, neither one of them are really dabbling like they should be?
No, the English, Western English speaking world is about the same everywhere. Wow. So yeah, people are not teaching it. But I give the benefit of the faith to pastors. So I agree with Pastor Mark that they may not know it, but then that's why they don't teach it. You know, we teachers are judged by a higher standard. So if we're not sure, then we leave it alone. And then you can invite, you know, Pastor Mark, Pastor Steve, you can invite prophets like us just to go and teach it.
Amen.
And we'll bless your church. And I think that it's an essential thing. It motivates people to evangelism, to live right, to give, to live holy.
Amen.
A lot of the things that we're missing, basically, in the modern church. Why? Because, you know, you look back in the church fathers, they said that to be a genuine Christian, you have to obviously believe Jesus, believe the Bible. But one of the things that they mentioned consistently was you studied prophecy.
That's right.
You believe and study prophecy.
Amen. Now, Pastor Steve, you just mentioned if someone wants to have someone like Pastor Mark Biltz or you, how would someone go about getting you at their church if they wanted to have you at their church?
Oh, well, thank you for that, because we moved from Australia to come here.
Yeah.
And the Lord told me 20 years ago I would go to all 50 states, and I didn't do anything about it. You know, I just, you know, was on the mission field. So if you'd like to have me at your church, it's just discoverchurch.online, and there'll be some invite button there. You just go and check the availability. But I've been in about 15 states in just the past month.
Wow.
So, praise God.
So that's like almost a third of the United States.
Amen.
But we're going hard. We're going hard. Because
Pastor Joe, write that down. We need to get him to our church here at Morningside. No, we need to get you. We love having you here. It's an honor.
Yeah.
You know what? I believe this is important, especially the year we are living in, 2024. Pastor, If you are watching this, you need to have men like this in your church. Like he said, you may not have the full scope of the book of Revelation down, but men like this have dedicated their lives to studying it so that they know where we are. It is still a vital message for your church to hear. Bring people like this who are subject matter experts into your church to teach.
You know, I want to say something. Do you, Pastor Mark, this is a question for you. Pastor Steve, this is a question for you. Do you, man, believe that the reason why most pastors don't invite folks like you is because their theology may not align with what you guys are teaching where we are in the book of Revelation? You think that's one of the factors?
It definitely is on a very small, narrow scale. And what I mean is people seem very concerned when it comes to the States. They're very concerned, where are you in the rapture theology spectrum? And I can assure you, like, if I come to your church, I'm not going to have a debate about that because to me, whoever's right or wrong, you vary by 3.5 years. And that's such a short span of time for adults.
To be arguing for. Amen.
Why would we argue? If you said, it's going to take 3.5 years to start a business and get it successful. And you said, oh, 3.5 years. I'm just not going to start that food company.
Right.
You see how you're laughing?
Yeah.
But that's age. That's maturity.
Yeah.
So you'd have to be very immature, very young to be, and I'm not trying to embarrass or call people names, but it's a rather immature position to be arguing.
That's good.
That's right.
When do we go 3.5 years before or after? We're fussing about this. Meanwhile, the country is in the grip of Marxist dictatorship. Yeah. We're losing. They're not even counting votes right. They won't even, you know, they'll stop the vote and change the count, and it can go on and on.
Yeah.
Even third world countries can count their votes in one day.
That's right.
So we have bigger things to fry, right? Wow. Bigger fish to fry.
You know, I heard a phrase, and it's true. It says sometimes we need to stop arguing with the saved and start preaching to the lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes we get caught in these small things. Hey, you know, you say, hey, I'm pre-trib, or I'm mid-trib, I'm post-trib. Whatever it is, make sure your faith is rooted in Jesus Christ. You know, I told this to Dad many years ago. I said, hey, I'm preparing for post-trib. I believe mid-trib, but I'm praying for a pre-trib rapture. Come on. Praise God. I have no problem praying for that.
And what if they're all right?
That's right.
What if they're all right? What if you go at the time that you believe in?
Amen.
I'm just glad I'm going up.
That's right. Wherever he wants
I'm
to take me.
I'm just glad I'm wearing the jersey. I don't have to be up front. I'm just glad I can take the trash out in heaven.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
Oh, man. I want to say something, Pastor Mark. What do you think about that question? Do you see a lot of resistance from pastors that are maybe nervous about their theology? And if you come and teach at their church on where you stand in the book of Revelation?
Well, I believe there's a big difference between the awakened church and the woke church. The woke church obviously won't ever have Steve or myself come. I don't get into the debate of the rapture at all. I could care less. Personally, I mean, this is the Super Bowl of human history. In one sense, is God put me in a game, coach. You know, so we're all going to die anyway. I'd rather go down in glory rather than hiding behind a rock. But for me, the most important thing is, are we ready? And in my book, America at War, I go over what Steve mentioned, even as far as could we all be right.
Amen.
Wow.
You know, Pastor Mark, how important is it to understand the biblical calendar compared to our Gregorian calendar when it relates to the end times? Because that has a lot to do with this.
If you claim to be a prophet and you're not on God's calendar, you're not a prophet, or you're of no profit. I would say it that way. Because in Genesis 1:14, when God created the sun and the moon, he said, let them both be used for his calendar, when he's talking about times and seasons and days. Our Gregorian calendar today is based only on the sun. Very scientific, but it's not what God uses. The Muslim calendar is based only on the moon. Very scientific, but it's not what God uses. How would you like to have someone tell you they're going to start celebrating your birthday on the Muslim calendar? You know, that's not going to work. Well, it's the same thing. Think about this. God specifically said to use both the sun and the moon, which is what the Bible calendar is all about. But look what the church has done for the last 2,000 years. They stuck with the Catholic calendar. Here, Passover is a month after Easter. How in the world do we celebrate the resurrection a month before he even dies. And so the church, if they want to understand prophecy, you know, if you want to celebrate the Easter Bunny, I don't care, celebrate the Easter Bunny, but don't put his death there or his resurrection there. He died definitely on Nisan 14, which isn't for another couple weeks. So this is why, if you want to understand prophecy, you have to be on God's calendar.
Yeah. Wow. He just shook everybody.
Wow. The whole room fell silent, brother. The whole room just fell silent. Now, Pastor Mark, I want to ask you, and Pastor Steve, I want to ask you guys, if it's okay, something a little bold. Would you dare to both prophesy on what will take place during this election year?
I'll go first. I like to say we are a nonprofit ministry, but aside from that, I'm not into so much saying thus saith the Lord because of the judgment on those who say that, and that wasn't him, but I'm more like a forensics, a scientist or a policeman looking at patterns, looking at the footsteps. Just like if you go hunting, you need to know the footsteps. I am basically looking where God's footsteps are, where his handprints are. I look at his patterns. And so the pattern that I've studied over the last several thousand years of history and seeing what God's doing, I can tell you right now, we are entering a time of war. You know, in Ecclesiastes 3, there's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to pluck, and a time to plant. But most of the church is plucking at planting time and planting at plucking time because they don't know what time it is. And this is why I go through in my book, America at War, exactly what time it is. As a matter of fact, I list every Shemitah cycle clear back to creation, every Jubilee year cycle clear back to creation, because Daniel was Jewish. Think about that. Was the prophet Daniel Jewish? We know about his 70 weeks, and there's 1 week left. That is a week of 7 years, but that doesn't mean it can start any day, any time. It's a Shemitah week, which means the tribulation has to start the beginning of a Shemitah cycle. The tribulation can only begin in the fall of 2029 going into 2030, because that begins the first year of a 7-year Shemitah cycle. If it doesn't, it can't begin for another 7 years.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a heavy topic.
Very heavy, but it needs to be talked about because, listen, this is why I love this network. This is why I love Pastor Jim. For the last 26 years, I have learned that you bring men and women of God together and let's reason together.
Yes. Let us reason.
It may not agree with you, but it doesn't matter. Let's all go back to the Word. What is the Holy Spirit telling us through His Word? Because I love learning. I love learning. The Bible says that we prophesy in part, we see in part,
we know
we're watching this coming together. And I love how the Holy Spirit brings people to the show that, again, we will try to plan it, but I'm telling you, trying to plan it in the natural falls apart.
That's right.
Your schedule, Pastor Mark's schedule. Yet, when God wants to say something, He aligns everyone to be on the same, you know, aligning moment. And here we are. What you do with the Word is up to you. Take it in prayer. Fast about it. What is the Spirit of God telling you about the information that is being relayed? Because once you hear it, you become responsible.
That's right. Which is why a lot of people will sit there with their hands over their ears, brother. And that's what we need not to do as the church. Pastor Steve, we didn't let you off the hook. Same question for you.
I love it.
That's all right. Okay. Well, I was taking notes on what Pastor Mark says. So everything that I'm about to say is from his notes. Okay.
That's a good pattern.
Because he said patterns. So I wrote down the patterns. I got at least five different patterns. I'm going to say this, that I believe that Trump's going to win by a landslide.
And I
have some patterns. I mean, we'll start with, and this one, okay, let's start with the natural before we get deep. Start with the natural, okay? Because I just arrived here. I drive around all over the states. He's incredibly popular. You can see the amount of support and love that he gets wherever he goes. And I just ask you a basic question. Let's say that you're a business owner, right? A lot of you have whatever business you have. Let's say you're a business owner. Imagine you have to leave your business. You have to leave your business for 4 years. Who would you leave your business with, Biden or Trump?
Oh, man.
Just just quickly, yeah. Don't think too hard. Who do you think?
About the calendar, Mark.
Trump without a
Come
doubt.
Come on, give me a break. It's not even a question.
It's in nobody's mind. In nobody's mind is it a question that if Trump took your business for 4 years, you would be more profitable. You would be better 4 years later when you come back.
That's right.
So everybody knows the answer to that question. So that means that Trump wins by a landslide on that vote, right? Now, spiritually, based on the timeline, based on the Revelation timeline, which I'm not getting into too heavy, they need him to win. The opposition, the globalists, need him to win because the greatest depression is coming to the States and the global famine is coming to the world, and they're going to pin it on him.
Wow.
It will happen in his administration. They don't want to take the blame for that. So that's the side of prophecy that...
He just said something very, very powerful.
Yeah.
They plan these things out, you know, decades in advance. So they know what they're wanting to do. Why would they take the blame for that? So conservatives and Christians, sometimes we pray and we get what we want and we're not prepared for it. Ooh. I believe that
Say that one more time?
Conservatives and Christians, we pray and we get what we want, but we're not prepared for it.
Wow.
So we win all the time. Actually, in America, you're the winningest nation. We win all the time. We win in the Supreme Court all the time. We just completely botch it and squander it.
Yeah. Wow.
The moment we win an election, we think we have no say, no role. We abdicate our judicial power. We let the secular courts run amok and control us. And we beg for freedom from them who are totally ungodly. So we are relinquishing our role and our activity in these arenas.
Yeah.
And winning actually helps us to be even more passive.
Wow.
So this time when we win, my message is I've come to America with a message that we have to be even more active. We have to be deeper in the Bible and in the end time.
Amen. You're absolutely so, right.
That's a good word.
So that's,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
The worst thing for our business in the whole year, the whole time we've done it, was Trump getting elected. The worst thing. Because as soon as he got elected, people, it's done. I'll just sit back. They didn't take responsibility. Instead of pressing forward, they put it on something else. Oh, it's okay. It's taken care of. I don't have to worry about it. And I think that's what you're saying.
That's right.
We got to push even more now at this point.
That's right. A time of reprieve is not a time to grow lazy, Pastor Steve.
Yeah. And if I can add, so on different levels and different patterns. So I was given a book, and a title of the book was given to me, Trump's Unfinished Business. I really wish that was not the title. Because when it was published, we had not yet heard about the recount and the delay and the counting and all this the flipping. You know, you saw the chart. Charts go this way. You saw overnight, we watched it and went boop in a vertical like that for the other side. It just flipped the results of the election. So why did God give me Trump's unfinished business? I believe that I wasn't sent here from Australia to come to America to watch America burn. I think we have a great awakening at our footsteps.
Amen.
And he has unfinished business. That's why I subtitled 10 Prophecies to Save America, 10 things that he should have done. If you look through that book today, and if he had done it, if he had done two or three of those chapters, he would have saved himself the pain that he's in right now.
Wow.
But he didn't do it. So he went with his mind, with his, you know, advisors that he shouldn't have trusted. But I think that based on that, based on patterns that he gave me that book, Trump's Unfinished Business. There must be something unfinished about it. And then you look at another level is the criminal level. So I got natural, spiritual, personal. Even at the criminal level, you know that he's winning because of the level of lawfare that they're waging against one man. They're afraid of him. They're absolutely afraid of us, or they wouldn't do what they're doing. Unprecedented to arrest the president, indict a president,
amen,
and give him a bail of $500 million. None of these things are constitutional or right.
They're afraid
of him. That means he's winning.
That means he's winning. That's right. Believer, we need to stand strong. You know, Pastor Jim Baker preached a message that was vital for the church. I want to watch this, but I really think it's important. Yes. This book right here, Marcel, it's America at War 2024 to 2026. Mm-hmm. Friends, whenever a nation is at war, one of the first things they strike is the food. They want to make sure that people become overwhelmingly dependent on the government. Friend, I want you to watch this video. Pastor Jim Baker brought this important message.
You shall hear of wars, rumor of wars. See that you're not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine. Or a time when there'll be no food to eat.
There's an ache that comes with extreme hunger, which causes acute physical and mental distress.
But that doesn't last long, because your body's already wasted away and soon your heart will fail. That is death by starvation.
The fighting in Sudan between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces has caused a serious humanitarian crisis. 18 million people in the country face acute hunger. According to global food security experts, 1.7 million people are already enduring emergency levels of hunger in Darfur. The arrival of the first batch of food and nutrition supplies for 250,000 people in Darfur has come as a relief for aid agencies.
It is such a challenging time now, and there's a lot of what we call new poor. And so in addition to those that are living below the poverty line prior to October 7th, so many now have lost their jobs. Industries have closed because of men going into reserves, because of the economic situation, because of the need to evacuate the South, the North. And so the situation is quite dire.
So we're to be ready and be looking for his return.
Right.
But I want to tell you something. He said, I'm coming back. He said that when all these things take place, then I'm coming back.
But for the vast majority, it's nothing better than an apparition. The prices are astronomical, with some provisions selling for 20 times their normal price. A man called Abdul asked to have a word.
The problem now is that we just go round and round. There is no money. People don't have money to buy. People here just look at each other.
Famine is incredibly rare. Famine is more than hunger. Famine can last a lifetime. It leaves scars on a nation's development for decades. It breeds even more instability and violence. It perpetuates a vicious cycle of poverty, forcing the famished nation to be dependent on other countries for aid. For the children who face starvation or malnutrition and survive, their brain and body will not develop as they should, an entire generation stunted.
And that revelation says that there's coming a time that there will be when it'll take you a day's labor in the last days in troubled times when the four horses are riding, that it's going to take you one day's labor to get enough money to buy a loaf of bread.
That's right.
That is why our entire lives, Pastor Jim Baker has been dedicated to ensuring that the church is prepared. You know what? It is not an easy message. I tell people that all the time. It's not an easy message to come here and to look into the camera and say, friends, prepare. Have food, long-term food storage in your home. Have water filtration in your home. Because why? It comes with a lot of mocking. It comes with a lot of laughing. But you know what? It's worth it every single time. Yes. Whenever we know there will be a day where there will be no food and there will be believers out there spreading the gospel through a meal, spreading the gospel through clean water, that maybe their community wouldn't have to be affected by these things because Pastor Jim Baker said, I am a watchman on the wall and I will simply relay the message the Lord has given me without undoing anything he said. Pastor Steve, they were talking about a famine in a nation really scars a nation. And America has never really had to experience that.
Yeah, well, that's just happened in my area of the world, as in Sri Lanka. You know, they engineered that famine in Sri Lanka by controlling the fertilizer and jacking up the oil price. So you can see, like, it's not going to go the way people think. The people, when they got hungry, they stormed the presidential palace right away. He fled. He left his presidential palace and went to some other country.
Wow.
So things that Americans have not imagined are coming, but there is time prepare.
There's enough time
to prepare if you're awake and you're listening.
Daniel, do you believe that this was a Holy Spirit-inspired idea to start New Manna?
If I told you all the things, you definitely would. But my wife and I, it's never our intention. This was never what we wanted to do. And it's just one thing after another, we were pushed here, pushed to this place. And even meeting you guys. I mean, the odds of us being here with you is slim, but here we are.
Amen. You know, if there is a world war that happens, that would affect global food, a food crisis. But if there is simply a war here in America, as this is talking about, Mondo, that would affect our food as well.
Absolutely. Listen to this headline. According to the UN's World Food Program, we are dealing with a hunger crisis of unprecedented proportions right now. Conflict, economic shocks, climate change, and soaring prices for food and fertilizers are all climbing in a perfect storm to create a hunger crisis of unprecedented proportions right now in some of the hungriest places around the world. Listen to this. I can't believe it. Not in the 21st century. There is just isn't enough food to feed the population.
There just isn't enough food.
In the 21st century, where we are breaking technological breakthroughs, we have an industry of multi-billionaires. More millionaires are created in the 21st century than any other history, yet we have a population that is starving.
That's right. We have quantum, you know, quantum computing at this point, and we still have people hungry in the United States of America and in other countries across the world. Pastor Mark, I want to ask you, how does war affect the food industry?
Well, I think it affects it a lot. Look what's happening even in Ukraine and parts of Russia right now because of that. But the pattern I mentioned in my book is the story of Joseph. When he was in Egypt, think of the United States as Egypt, a breadbasket. Well, what happens? The first thing the government wants to do is take your land, then your house, then they want to take you. You become a government employee. Everyone gets money, and everyone has to come to the government for food. The whole setup is making us all dependent on the government. This is why they're even giving money now to illegal immigrants. They want everybody to depend on them for their food. They want us just to be a bunch of zombies that kowtow to whatever they want, and they manipulate us through the food supply.
That's right. I believe that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, friend. We are the head and not the tail. It is important that we as the church prepare. It's why we did this affiliate program with New Manna. We believe the church needs to be prepared. It's why we have such an illustrious variety of options. And you guys did that for us. I want to say thank you for going above and beyond to make sure that our partners have what they need. Marshall, we have all that available, though.
That's right. And I do want to mention here at the Ready Now Expo, we just announced it on yesterday's show, if you missed it. But we know that there are many pastors who are watching. Yeah. We get your calls. You call us. We talk with you. And Daniel and I began to really, for a whole week, we said, how do we help pastors? Because you've been sitting in your churches and you're warning, and you're also, you're hearing the warnings from others who are receiving revelation, who God is speaking to, the voice of the prophets. The prophets are rising up right now, and the watchmen are warning on the wall. And so many pastors who are sitting in their home churches, they've been ringing us and calling and saying, how do I help get my church prepared? And so I love what we've just done. It's brand new. It's added to the affiliate program. When you go to the website, New Manna, there's a question, and it says, is your church ready? Is your church prepared? We want you to fill that out. We will contact you directly. We want to work with all of our pastors, anyone who has small groups that you're trying to prepare for. We want to partner with you by getting you the food for New Manna and getting you incredible prices that will help you as well. For anyone who's watching right now and you're saying, I want to be prepared, you have family, you have children, you have a community, you're a part of a community. You know, Dad told us a few years ago, he said, what if everyone in a community came together and each person would come together and bring their resources and help one another and be prepared? It's so important to know your neighbor. That's one of the simple keys. Know who are your neighbors. How do you come together in these times? But if you're watching right now and you want to know what is available through the New Manna, it's a brand new affiliate. All you have to do is go to our website. That's jimbakershow.com. Click on the New Manna food. That's up to 25-year shelf life food is available there. But there's not only just one option. There's organic buckets. There's no gluten buckets, the Defender bucket, the family pack. There is something there for every single person who's looking to start the preparedness journey. You can also call us here at Morningside. Our number is 1-888-988-1588. And just like we did yesterday, if our team's ready, I want to go ahead and give you guys a heads up. Go ahead. We do have more samples for this show. Today, they're going to be tasting the classic chili, one of the absolute favorites, as we mentioned. Pastor Jim loved, that's right, he did. Ricky went and cooked it for him before it came on the show. But we are going to be serving our audience. We want to make sure you guys taste the food. And one thing I love you did, Daniel, is, you know, when we offered emergency food, and this has been a long process for our family, we've been tasting things and trying it and trying to get it to the, be the very best that we could. But one of the things I think is so important about yours is you have the organic, the no gluten, but then also the low sodium. These are recipes that we can use every single day. It's not something that you have to order and just put away, put in a closet and never, you know, use it again. No, these are things that we're saying, hey, listen, open it up. Learn how to make the food. It's really easy. Use it, add water, but it's so simple. You guys even went and did the resealable so that you can use it, put it away in the pantry, but we want you to be prepared. You can do that today by calling our toll-free number. That's 1-888-988-1588.
That's right. You know, Pastor Steve, I want to ask you a question. What will be the trigger that will tell us we have entered World War III?
That's a huge question because in my count of the wars, I actually count at least about six world wars.
Wow.
So we've already had World War I, World War II. People are thinking, you know, there's one more and that's it. But all wars are now, you know, international and often intercontinental. So if you call that a world war, then you've got at least six. Now, one of them is all the way at the end of the millennium. Mm-hmm. Then you've got Israel against her immediate neighbors, which could have just happened. Because Israel has had a major war for 50 years,
yes.
And it happened on October 7th. And they're not going to stop on this. A lot of people are predicting they're going to stop it. They're not going to stop because it's absolutely ruthless to be killing 1,500 civilians on a normal day. And then how many hostages were taken?
Yeah. That's right.
Over 150
at
least?
Yep. That's right.
So that's a world war, and that can expand. But the one that people aren't talking about is Daniel chapter 8. Shows that there's a war between the factions of Islam, and they have to get that over with, because the factions of Islam, they for some reason get along and combine and come together in the Gog and Magog war. So there has to be a war that precedes that to get the Iranians and the Turks to work together to then in that Ezekiel 38 to come and attack. So there's an assumed war, and it's explained in Daniel chapter 8.
Wow.
So there's a lot of wars going on, but I think what we're as Americans and as people watching today, I think we're thinking, okay, what's the trigger for a war here?
Yeah.
I think that's probably what we're looking at. And I was just making notes while thinking about this. And I said, wow, there have been so many triggers for a war with Russia, and they haven't taken it. You know, they did not take the step. Their biggest grievance, if you watch Tucker and Putin, remember that interview? That was an excellent, amazing
interview.
And his main thing, he gives a whole history lesson, but he said, basically, we stopped being your enemy at the end of the Cold War, at the end of the Soviet Empire. We stopped being your enemy and you never became friends with us. That's our first grievance.
Mm.
Then we broke the Minsk Accord. Then we had a coup d'etat in 2014 in Ukraine. We replaced somebody in Ukraine that was democratically elected, and that's where the Ukraine war started.
Wow.
Then we blew up Nord Stream, according to him. Then we funded a terrorist attack on March 22nd on a Russian concert, according to him. These are not ISIS players, but these were funded by Western powers.
Wow.
And he still has not taken the bait to have world war. So I'm thinking, how much more does it take?
Wow.
Well, the trigger that he says that is absolutely the final red line for him is if Ukraine joins NATO. And last week, Anthony Blinken says Ukraine will become a NATO member.
They said it
so he just
become.
Said it last week.
Wow.
So for Russia, you've pushed and pushed and we have pushed him so much and we demonize him, make him bad. But actually, he hasn't responded to any of these lists of complaints.
Wow.
So this one is something that he's not going to accept.
That's
so
right.
if we hear Ukraine becomes NATO, then you better get all your food supply and much more.
Yeah, I hope you guys are listening. That is a very clear warning. That is a very clear warning. You know, and I also want to say that a lot of people had qualms with the Tucker Carlson and Vladimir Putin interview. We live in the United States of America where he has that freedom to go
do
that.
Amen.
Believer, we need to support that freedom. Whether you agree with it or whether you don't agree with it, we have the freedom of speech. And I love the fact that we have the freedom of speech. So I'm glad that he did that interview. Pastor Mark, you know, recently Israel said that they were going to prepare a strike on an Iranian nuclear facility. Now, could this be something that triggers World War III?
Well, something like that definitely would trigger another war between Israel and Iran. Where the world stands in that issue will be very interesting to see. But one of the things I want to bring out that Steve had mentioned, the red horse of Revelation, that comes from Zechariah chapter 1. And in that chapter, Zechariah sees these four horns on an altar, and Zechariah says, what are these? And the messenger said, these are the four entities whose sole purpose is to divide the land of Israel. I believe those four entities are the quartet that came in 2001 with the sole purpose of dividing the land of Israel. That quartet consists of the EU, the UN, the US, and Russia. Then Zechariah sees a vision of these four carpenters that can have a sword or a saw or whatever you want to think of, and their sole purpose was to terrorize those four entities and kill them or cut them off. And so what I see happening with the U.S. pushing a two-state solution, when it comes to a war, God says he will have war. He's the one who's going to initiate the war with Amalek in every generation. So Hitler was the Amalek in his generation. This generation is with Iran. So I think one of the big triggers is going to be where God gets involved in this war to terrorize the U.S., the U.N., all those nations that are dividing the land of Israel. If they push that and make Israel try to do that unilaterally, you're going to see war like you've never seen before, and it'll be the war of God against the world.
Mondo, if we are trying to continue to push a two-state solution and split the nation of Israel, Pastor Mark Biltz just issued a very bold proclamation. We are going to have to deal with God himself.
Absolutely. Yes. I think that there's a key word that these two gentlemen have brought to the table that I love to marinate on, because when you look at the patterns, I think God moves in patterns. And you watch God from the beginning all the way to the end. You watch his patterns. It never changes. They stay consistent. And when America continues to create this pattern against Israel, you watch the patterns of disasters. I'm looking at emergency disasters just this month. FEMA having to deal with storms at the same time with flooding, with fires. I mean, I can go on and on and on. And it makes me think of David Wilkerson said,
yes,
watch the moment when the depletion of FEMA goes dry. Mm. Will be one of the signs that God's judgment has entered into the gates of America. Wow. Every time you touch Israel. And the patterns, you watch it and understand that every time America wants to mess with Israel in a two-state solution, how is it that a major event always happens to be traced back to the decisions that these leaders are making in order to please Palestine? Now, in the middle of all that, pray for the Palestinian people that they find Christ. But don't blame the Palestinian people for the Palestinian leaders that don't understand, and they're using you, by the way. Yet, we're watching one disaster away from triggering what you just mentioned.
That's right.
Is that true? Yeah. What will it take in the Middle East for it to be able to trigger a disaster in America that we're not ready for? I'm asking that question because as I'm watching the news, one of the biggest news in America right now that is not being talked about is, could the big one hit California? Mm-hmm. San Andreas, they're watching it so close right now. Yet I'm watching what they're doing to Israel.
Even our New Madrid fault line.
Absolutely.
That's right.
You go back to Pastor Kilpatrick has sat on that very chair and warned you, if America touches Israel, watch the New Madrid fault line.
That's right. They believe that it'll split
what
America.
Do you feel, Pastor Steve, that if America continues to push the envelope, what can we expect in America with the patterns that we've seen before? What could come next?
Well, it's already happened in history. It happened with Great Britain. It's not as great because when they split, they try to split Israel, then their nation was split, right? The UK and Ireland.
Yep, we saw that.
So that's already happened. So our nation's being split apart. We're already in a kind of a cold civil war, you could say.
Truly.
But physically, it would manifest itself in it would be poetic justice if this nation was actually split at the New Madrid fault line and the Mississippi became, you know, a much wider body of water. I believe that we still have a chance.
Amen.
I still believe that we have a chance. I still believe. You got 300,000 churches here. Amen. You got all these Christians that are here. We're the most Christian nation on earth. We're a bit passive. We're a bit full of ourselves. We could work a bit harder. We could pray a bit longer. Yeah. But we're still a great Christian nation.
Amen.
And I think that if America has more chance, we got more chance than any other country, other than, I would say, maybe El Salvador.
Yeah. Amen.
They really have great leadership in the church and in politics, and they're really leading the charge about justice. You know, their whole thing is about justice. We're not catching up to that yet.
Right.
But they turn around when they decided we're not going to turn the other cheek to a gang that's abducting kids, killing them in the alleys. That's not Christian.
Right. Amen.
The Christian thing is to pray that they stop. We pray that God stops the crime, the drugs,
justice.
And the gangs.
And justice.
Justice. And when the church prayed the right way, it changed like that. And it changed so fast.
Yeah. Amen.
And when there's peace, everybody's happy, property prices go up, churches are full, everything, you know, it can happen so fast. And that's what I'm believing for here.
Amen. Praise God. You know, Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, we see these disciples are asking Jesus, what is it going to look like when you come back? And we all will hear the quotation at the beginning, but I love at the end of Luke 21, it says this right here. It says, you will be hated by everyone because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be lost. By your endurance, you will gain your life. Believer, we are called to endure until the end, whatever the end may be for us. The end may be another 60 years for you. It may be another 25 years for you. We are called to endure. We are called to stay strong.
Yes.
We are called to stand firm for righteous biblical justice, the only justice that truly has a moral compass that points towards Jesus Christ. And believer, I want to tell you this. If your moral compass doesn't point perfectly at the cross, then I'll tell you your compass is off. You need to have it recalibrated, believer. You cannot believe what the world says is right if it goes against the word of God.
Yes.
If it goes against this believer, then we must reject it in its fullness. You know, we have the privilege of having the PTL Television Network and not having to shy away from preaching the gospel in its fullness. And I absolutely love that. It's because of you, friend, the one that I'm looking at right now. You are the reason that we get to stay here and bring guests like Pastor Mark Biltz, like Pastor Steve Ciccolanti, like Daniel Brigman. You are the reason we get to do that. So we want to say thank you for that. If you're just tuning in, this is the Ready Now Expo. You're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network, and I want to thank you for watching, taking the time out of your day, because I know your time is precious, and listening to what these mighty men of God have to say for you. Now, Pastor Steve, this is a big one. We only have a few minutes left in the show. I'm going to drop a big bomb.
All right, let's go.
Artificial intelligence, quantum computing. We are seeing this expound like nobody's business. I heard a phrase that 60 years ago, knowledge was being doubled about every 20 years. As of right now, they truly believe that we can have knowledge doubling every 48 hours because of quantum computing now. That is a number in IQ higher than we can even calculate at this point. And these are men from Harvard, from Stanford. They are saying AI is getting scary. Where do you think AI fits in with biblical prophecy?
Well, this is one of the proofs that the word of God that we hold in our hands, that we read, is not another religious text. It is a book written by the Creator God who foreknew the future. Because you got a description of AI in Revelation 13 that I'm going to read out. Revelation 13 is, you know, about the Antichrists. There's actually two of them. They're not named Antichrist, but they're named the beasts. Okay, there are two beasts there. But look at what the second beast does, okay? And he's a Jewish beast, by the way. So he's Jewish, and we're going to see that this guy is alive right now. Verse 14, he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, meaning the first beast, who was a Gentile Antichrist, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. Again, all we're infatuated by day and night are images.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
This is not talking about like a Buddhist idol or a Hindu statue. This is talking about our day, our technology today. These images that are persuading us, changing and molding our minds, memories, opinion.
Yes.
So there's an image. He makes an image to the beast. He was granted power to give breath or life to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak. So this thing that is inanimate, artificially made by man, begins to become sentient.
Mm.
It speaks on its own. And it causes as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Mm-hmm. So this is artificial intelligence becoming sentient. It begins to make decisions on its own, and it becomes homicidal.
Mm. Wow.
Artificial intelligence becomes sentient and homicidal. And the guy that is pushing this more than any other person on the planet, his name is
Noah.
Yuval Noah Harari.
That's right.
And how prophetic is that? He's a Jewish man, a Jewish homosexual. He hates the Torah, hates Christianity, hates Jesus. He's supposed to be pushing science. Wow. And all he does is he's constantly attacking Jesus
Christ. That's right. Bashing
all the time. Now, Jesus said this. This is a bit of a play on word, okay? So Luke 17, verse 26, as it was in the days of Noah. Now, we think of course, the historical Noah, but why couldn't there be more layers of meaning? As it was in the days of possibly Yuval Noah Harari, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. Wow. Where they start mixing human and they create a hybrid human
and
back in those days.
We're
seeing that right now. That's his dream. I'm going to read to you what he says. AI, quote, this is Yuval Noah Harari, the Jewish Antichrist. I believe he's alive. You can identify him now. If not him, somebody has to speak just like him and be a bestseller globally. AI could create a new class of super intelligent beings that will enslave us or simply render us obsolete.
Wow.
Then he says,
wow.
He was speaking during the COVID pandemic. He says, if we want this to stop, this pandemic, we need to not just monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin. Does that remind you of Revelation 13? Yeah. Where he thinks that he has a right to our bodies, our skin. Then he says this. Now humans, it's awful to read this stuff, but this is true. This is all documented. Now humans are developing even bigger powers. We are really acquiring divine powers. He always goes religious on us.
Wow. He's
supposed to talk science, but he goes religious. We're acquiring divine powers. We are upgrading humans into gods. That is absolute blasphemy. Wow.
That is blasphemy, absolutely. Wow. Now, Pastor Mark, you're still here with us. Do you believe that the Antichrist is alive on the earth right now?
He may be alive, but he may not realize he will be the Antichrist until he's possessed by Satan himself.
Wow. Now, Pastor Steve, you said that, you called him the Jewish Antichrist, referring to Noah Harari. Explain that a little bit more.
So you got two beasts in Revelation 13. One comes out of the sea. The sea is defined in the Bible as a metaphor for the Gentile nations, right? So you let the Bible interpret the Bible. The sea is the Gentile nations. But then you have another beast later on who's called the false prophet, but he's actually the beast that comes out of the Eretz. Mm. And that's another metaphor for Israel. So you got people always arguing about rapture theories. They could all be right. Arguing whether the Antichrist is going to be Jewish or Gentile. What if they're both right?
They're both right.
We argue about nothing because there's not one Antichrist. There are many Antichrists, according to John the Revelator.
Wow.
So it's going to take teamwork for them to try to overcome us.
Amen.
Right? And I think that they're alive. They're awake. I don't know that the Antichrist that we're thinking of, the main guy, not the false prophet, I don't know that he knows he's the Antichrist yet. I think all of them, even Adolf Hitler, thinks that they were doing good.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the problem, is doing good without Jesus can turn out to be, you know, like the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
That's right.
It can end up hurting people so much. So even the Democrats probably think that they're doing a lot of good by centralizing power, by, lifting up dark-skinned people, and then not, white people are always blamed for everything, but they're creating a false justice.
Yeah.
Only the Bible has a clean, pure standard of justice. We need to get back to it.
Yes.
Simple things like the Ten Commandments would fix so many problems in this country.
That's right. Wow. Believer, I think it is wildly important to emphasize that if there was ever a time to be prepared, it is right now. That is why we do what we do. We come out here and we make sure that the church body has the message. Believer, it's up to you. You can choose to hear the message and not act on it, and that's your personal choice. But we are presenting the information, and if the information sits right with the Holy Spirit in you, then we want you to act on it. You can give us a call anytime at 1-888-988-1588, or you can go to jimbakershow.com. Yeah. Marcel, there's a reason that we have made this website literally everything you'd need from A to Z of preparedness.
That's right. And I also want to mention, you know, as Ricky said, we're doing our Ready Now Expo. We're live right now. And so while you're watching right now, you can go onto the website and click on at the very top of the website. There's a red banner and it says Shop Our Affiliates. That will easily help you to get there. You'll see the new manna, which is the 25-year Shop Fly food, water filtration. But spiritually, we have just partnered to bring you some incredible new DVDs, books that are available, one of them being Pastor Steve Chicalante. We have now partnered with Discover Ministries, his ministry, and so he's going to be able to bring you his teachings. There'll be DVDs there. We may work on some books. We got the orders from Pastor Jim and some of his materials that he's bringing as well. I want to remind you, you can click on that affiliate link or you can call us here to order those through his ministry with that affiliate partnership at 1-888-988-1588. And then Pastor Mark Biltz, who's been with us, thank you. His book, America at War, 2024 through 2026, The Sons of Light versus the Sons of Darkness, is now available through his ministry, Al Shaddai Ministries, partnering here with the Jim Baker Show. Go and partner. Click on that affiliate link, which is Al Shaddai Ministries. You'll see Pastor Mark Biltz's face there. You can click that and you can order your book. So by the time this show airs, you'll be able to order that and call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588.
Hey man, as we're ending this with the last few minutes of the show, I want to read this to you. It's out of Galatians chapter 6. It says, brothers and sisters, if someone is overtaken in any wrongdoing, you who are spiritual, restore such a person with a gentle spirit.
Amen.
Watching out for yourselves so that you also won't be tempted. Carry one another's burdens. In this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone considers himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Brothers and sisters, we are to lock arms in these times to become a unified body of Christ. You may say, well, hey, I'm Baptist there, and my friend's Southern Baptist, and my other friend's super charismatic. He's running up and down the aisle shouting during praise and worship. I'm telling you right now, friend, we sometimes will argue about the little things when there is a greater message to be preached. Yes. The world needs to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven and that there is no other way than that. The world needs to hear that there is grace available for them. And believer, if you're watching this, you say, well, hey, you know what? I've done too much. I've gone too far. I have sinned too greatly. I will tell you right now, that is not true. The blood is still active. It is still good. Amen. And the sacrifice will never become void. There is redemption for you, my friend. Yeah. All you have to do is say, Jesus, I recognize myself a sinner in need of a savior. And I recognize you are the only one who can save me from myself. Friend, we want to thank you for joining the Ready Now Expo. You can call us anytime or go to jimbakershow.com. Pastor Steve, I want to thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Daniel Brigman, thank you for being here with us as well, brother.
Absolutely.
And Pastor Mark Biltz, come on, we love it. Hey, we're going to be back with some more shows tomorrow and on Saturday. Again, I want you to remember this is Pastor Jim only says the way he does it. Come on, he loves it. But we'll try. God loves you. He really does.
Amen.
Bye-bye for today.
Join Jim and Lori Baker every day as they welcome anointed teachers.
Remember that God loves you. He really does.
And the most dynamic personalities from around the world as we share grace and restoration.
Power over the gods. You know, the Bible says, who is like you, O Lord, among
you? You never know who is going to be on The Jim Baker Show.
Lori, and my mission is to fulfill the great commission of Jesus Christ to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person. I want to thank you for standing with us and for your support. To hear more about the last day's events, go to watchjimbakershow.com. Remember, God loves you. He really does.